Last week, prosecutors used DNA evidence to charge a Milwaukee man, Walter Ellis, with killing seven women in the city between 1986 and 2007. Police said they didn't know why a DNA sample wasn't taken from Ellis when he was in state prison in 2001. Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen announced this week that another inmate had posed as Ellis during the DNA sampling. The Justice Department is now stressing that DNA samples for about 12,000 felons convicted over the last 9 years were never submitted to the state crime lab by agencies responsible for collecting the samples. So, State Representative Leon Young says he wants the legislature to order an audit of the DNA program.
It was brought to light that it wasn't just Mr. Ellis, but there's over 12,000 samples, and why hasn't anything been done until now?
Milwaukee State Senator Spencer Cogg says he'll draft a bill that would enhance penalties for felons who fail to provide a DNA sample. Cogg also wants a DNA task force to coordinate any probe. The state justice and corrections departments say they'll work together to make sure they have adequate procedures in place for handling DNA samples. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.